And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll share some ideas, some strategies, and help you improve or enhance your current and or future retirement income. Today, I'm joined by not just one, but two guests from Invico Capital Corporation, CEO and founder Allison Taylor, who was on the show back in June via Zoom from her office in Calgary, along with president and co-founder of Invico, Jason Brooks, both of whom arrived from Calgary last night. We're pleased to have you both here at CSAT this morning. We're going to do two shows. So first off, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
Okay, for Allison, a bit of a welcome home. We found it on our other show. Previously, Allison was born in Halifax and grew up in New Germany. So we're going to do two shows to talk about one fund, the Invico Diversified Income Fund. But let's first do our disclosure and properly introduce both of you. So our disclosure says that these two radio segments concerning Invico Diversified Income Fund and Invico Diversified Income Limited Partnership are intended for information educational purposes only. This radio segment does not constitute any form or any part of any invitation to sell, solicit, or issue any purchase or subscription of any securities. Nor shall any part of these segments be relied on in connection with any contract, investment decision in relation to any securities. This radio segment does not constitute any form of commitment, recommendation, or warrant, any representation on the part of anyone, as we are under some time constraints to provide disclosure of all the information that an investor would be required to have to make an informed investment decision. Investors should read the full offering memorandum of Invico Diversified Income Fund, especially the risk factors relating to this fund, before making an investment decision. So in other words, folks, before investing in this fund or any, get all the information, all the details, see a market specialist or a financial advisor to consult with to determine suitability, understanding, and be comfortable with both the risk and rewards. The purpose for this segment and all radio segments is for information and education, is to provide the listeners to what investment options are available for you. The bios, Allison Taylor. Allison Taylor is a CEO, co-founder, and registered portfolio manager of Invico Capital Corporation. She's over 25 years of experience in corporate finance in both the private equity and financial advisory services. She is actively involved in the assessment of ongoing investments and regulatory compliance and accounting on behalf of the Invico Management Investment Offerings. Allison is a member of the Investment Committee at the University of Calgary and the Exempt Market Dealer Advisory Committee. In 2019, she was the proud recipient of the Female Executive of the Year Award, the Wealth Professional Women in Wealth Management Awards. Allison graduated from the Haskane School of Business at the University of Calgary with an MBA in Finance and the University of Western Ontario with an Honors Bachelor of Science. Jason Brooks is the president, co-founder, and registered portfolio manager of Invico Capital. He too has over 25 years experience specializing in private equity and debt financing in North America and internationally within a variety of sectors, including infrastructure, oil and gas, industrial and media. Prior to founding Invico Capital, Jason advised more than $3 billion of private and public mergers and acquisitions and financing transactions. He's a chartered financial analyst, CFA, charter holder and graduated from the Haskane School of Business, the University of Calgary, with a Bachelor of Commerce. Both live in Calgary with their families. So good morning once again, both of you, Jason and Allison. So, Invico Diversified Income Fund. Someone wants to know, what makes up this fund?
Well, thanks, Roger.
That was a long intro, but I
had to. It was very fulsome. Thank you. appreciate that. Yeah, so the Invico Diversified Income Fund's been around for 8 years, and the fund portfolio composition has been fairly consistent over that period of time. But there's really two sides to the portfolio. Two-thirds of the portfolio is based on privately negotiated debt. So that portfolio is driven by a diversified portfolio of loans to multiple industries, but typically focus in your traditional industries. Things like industrial, oil and gas, real estate would make up the majority of that side of the portfolio. We also have some smaller position in unique niche industries, including things like film, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, I believe, later in the segment. The other third of the portfolio is based on oil and gas, but it's not a typical equity strategy in oil and gas, where we would be in the public markets participating with publicly listed companies. What Envigo holds in that side of the fund is actually quite unique, and it's really based on the royalties and mineral rights of the lands that we hold within the fund. And that part of the portfolio is actually cross-border. It's based both in the United States and Canada, with assets throughout Alberta, Saskatchewan, Wyoming, Colorado, and North Dakota. So that's a portfolio that's made up of both royalties, which is a recent transaction we've added, and what we call energy working interest, which allows us to participate in the drilling and production of oil and gas off the properties where we hold those mineral rights. But we are not an operator in oil and gas, and we're quite happy not to be an operator in oil and gas, because the partners that we have are very large, multi-billion dollar companies, and they do all of the operations for us. We're simply a joint venture participant in the actual production off those lands that we control. So it's quite a unique, lucrative strategy currently, and very much based on long-term cash flow from those assets.
Based on a bit on the price of oil, does that help the fund?
Yeah, it definitely does. But Envigo participates in areas where we have very low operating costs. So typically where we started was actually in the U.S. And in the U.S., they have substantial pipeline takeaway capacity, so we don't have problems getting the products to market. And in the U.S. in particular, we have very low operating costs. And in fact, the operating costs on those assets are less than $10 per barrel of produced oil. So obviously in today's environment, but also in much lower commodity environments, those assets continue to cash flow. So the other principle we apply in energy, which is something that I think we'll probably all learn from our mom and dad, is we do not borrow more or almost negligible amounts against the assets that we hold in the fund. So all those assets are majority or vast majority is equity finance from unit holder capital. That puts unit holders first in line for those distributions out of those assets.
Very good. Okay. Allison, we had you on the show a few months back. It was a Zoom call back in June, I guess. We talked about what was going on with Envigo. Update me. What's changed? Everything's happening at Envigo a lot. What's happening lately?
Well, first of all, they let us in Nova Scotia. That's one thing, Roger, right? That's why we weren't live here the last time.
You had your Nova Scotia passport. You're all right to get back.
That's right. So when we spoke last spring, Roger, we had just crested over $1 billion of assets under management as a firm at Envigo. And it's been the last few months have been quite busy for us, and we've actually crested over $1.3 billion of assets. So just putting that in context, if we go back actually to this time 2 years ago, we were at $500 million. So obviously that's tremendous growth over a 24-month period. And arguably over time that the world
you've over doubled your production in 2 years.
Assets under management. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I know we have. And I guess, obviously in line with that growth, we've also added a lot of team members. And so we actually just celebrated our 16th anniversary as a firm a few weeks ago. And when we looked around the room and we were actually able to have a in-person meeting, and there was 35 people now at Envigo. So when you looked around the room, almost half those people have joined the firm in the last year. So it's been a tremendous growth trajectory for us. And the one thing I think as a leader in the industry and finance that I'm very proud of is that 60% of the people that working at Envigo are women, which is pretty unusual in the finance space. And we have a really credentialized team. I'm not sure if you heard the announcement, we actually had recently promoted one of our senior members to Chief Investment Officer, and he's also portfolio manager. So we now have three registered portfolio managers at Envigo. And as the team of 35, we actually have two professional engineers on staff. We have 11 chartered professional accountants, and hopefully 12 soon, because we've got one that just wrote their accreditation. And the other thing is we have actually three CFAs. And I know growing up out east, that's not come from away. Those are chartered financial accountants. So we do have two more that are writing that designation as well. So obviously a very credentialized team that we're very proud to have working with us at Envigo and helping us, really add discipline and rigor to the portfolio.
Yeah, a growing concern. We also chatted last time about a recent film. I know that's part of what you do. It kind of got my attention from one of the people that was in the film, a guy named Mr. Eastwood. I've heard of his father quite a bit. So you can put a word in for me next time you talk to Scott, Clint can call me. But how's the film going? What's the update on the film? You were filming it, I think, back then. What's happening with the film now?
Yeah, so that's a great great segue, I guess, Roger. We actually, part of that loan's been repaid. They refinanced us out on part of the loan, so we still have the tax credits that we've lent against. So we're happy to have some of that return of capital that we've been able to put to work in other transactions that we've been working on. There is a rough cut of the movie out, and I have to be completely honest, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. But Chris Watsky, our chief investment officer, has watched the film, and he's said it's very good, even the rough cut. We do expect the trailer to be out here in the next few months, which will be exciting. We'll be sure to make sure we send you a link to the trailer. And as far as I know, the launch is still set to go at the end of this year in terms of the release of the movie.
All right. Hey, okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Jason Brooks and Allison Taylor and Vico in just a moment.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income on your financial destination show. We'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. We're talking with Jason Brooks and Allison Taylor of Invico. So we'll continue where we left off. So Invico, by its name alone, diversified, seems to invest in a diverse range of industries. What sort of deals do you look at? Who makes the team?
Thanks, Roger. So from our perspective, we're looking at lending opportunities in that kind of $5 to $15 million range. Obviously, we'll do a little bit smaller, a little bit larger. We can partner up with some other firms that we have relationships with. You know, from our perspective, we are very, industry agnostic. We're very diverse in terms of the types of industries. We have real estate opportunities in the portfolio, some film. We've done agricultural. We have energy. We've looked at utilities in the past. We've done some cannabis transactions. So it is pretty diverse. From that perspective, we are obviously looking for both inflows of capital as well as opportunities to put some of our money to work here in the Maritimes. And so we actually currently are looking at a transaction that has some operations here in Eastern Canada. So we're cautiously optimistic that one can work out for us. We have expanded the team, as I mentioned on the earlier segment, and part of that expansion includes two full-time employees here in Halifax. So we just actually took down a new office space down in Purdy's Wharf, so nice view of the harbor there. Mm-hmm. And the two team members there are on the investment team, and they're helping us to look at opportunities and help identify opportunities. So obviously any of the listeners have opportunities that might fit in that kind of $5 to $15 million, we'd encourage you to reach out to our info line, which we're going to give you more information on that in a few minutes here.
All right. So if I were a first-time investor, I was interested in the fund, first invest in, or I want to contact you about your setting up a business, how do I, I found this information educational and informative, how do I reach Invico to A, either set up as an investor, or B, I want to be participating in obtaining loans or debt sort of idea from Invico?
Sure. Well, the first part of that question, to become an investor, we're distributed, widely distributed throughout the Canadian, typical Canadian securities dealers, both in what they call IROC and the exempt market. And that can range from large banks such as Bank of Montreal or National Bank, independent dealers such as Raymond James or Richardson, and then exempt market dealers such as Pinnacle and Raintree. So there is a broad distribution channel. For those that might be interested in investing, we have an info line. And it's info@invicocapital.com, and we can certainly assist with pairing with a registered advisor. We actually can't sell the fund directly to you because it's important that you speak with your advisor relating to the suitability of the product, our product, in your portfolio. On the other side of the question there, with respect to opportunities, we do have, again, the info line would be the best way to contact us. And certainly, you can reach out to the info line, and we're very responsive on that with respect to investment opportunities that we would look to participate in. And again, as Allison said, it's in that range of, $3 to $4 million, I guess, on the low end. We're very active in that market, up to $15 to $20 million of loan size, I should say. So that can also be, the interest in that opportunity can be reflected to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jason Brooks, Allison Taylor, coming today. We're going to do a second part of our show. This show will be on my website in a few weeks. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. Thank you for listening. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.